T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Southerners understand, but she just doesn't get it. Our listener Meredith wants to know, do I have to break up with him because of college football, or is this normal?
We want to find some comfort in numbers for her because she is experiencing college football from the perspective of the girlfriend of an adult man who might regress a little bit. So if you would like to call out the man...
A little bit?
If you would like to call out the man in your life, 404-263-0941. Let's give Meredith some comfort in numbers. Tell us how your weekend was, Meredith.
Enlightening and kind of crazy.
Okay.
All at the same time, huh?
I knew that he liked football. I just didn't realize it was going to be this far. I just have never seen adults get their body painted with paw prints and that sort of thing. It was insane.
So who is he a fan of? What's his team?
Clemson.
Okay. And did he actually, because the game was in Clemson this weekend, did he go, and they're the national champions. Jen, I know that as a fact.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm impressed with your sporty knowledge.
Thank you. Did he go to the game on Saturday?
No, but he still got up at like 7 a.m. to go get painted to be ready for this game, I guess at noon. And then 20 of his buddies come over and like they're not even at the game, but yet they're spelling it out on their chest. It's insane.
Where did they watch it? Was it a house party? Was it a sports bar? Where did they go to watch the game?
It was just at one of the guys' houses.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
that's intense. But you got to get all the right pictures for social media, Jeff. You got to show all your college buddies that you're still friends with online.
They're doing it for the gram?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, 404-263-0941. We're looking for hardcore college football fans to help Meredith understand this.
Yeah, now you can call out your own man.
You're new to this whole college sports world. Is that the issue? Are you wondering if you should be scared or if this is normal?
Yeah, like, is this what adult males do in Atlanta? They just get dressed up to watch a game at home?
It is a little bit intense. Like, there, you know, the amount of money spent on it, the preparation that goes into it. I mean, if men thought about their relationships in this way, women would feel like $1 million all the time.
If you have not been to a Southern tailgate yet, and you really, I mean, you've seen, Meredith, an at-home party.
Mm-hmm.
The tailgates up in Athens, yeah, and obviously it's not Clemson, it's UGA, but the tailgates up there with these buses and RVs that cost more than my house, right?
Oh,
that are
yes.
Beautiful and built-in grills and sound systems and TVs that are, people will go to a tailgate. This is what blows my mind. Thank you for calling, Meredith. We'll try to get you some comfort in numbers here, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Awesome. You're welcome. So the people who have these TVs up and are, but because they don't have tickets to the game, so they tailgate at the stadium. Some people go to the game, and the people who don't have tickets to the game watch the game on a TV on the side of a bus that's nicer than the TV I have in my home.
Oh, easily. Oh, yeah. And the food, I mean, the women that get into the cooking and the guys that get into the big green eggs and the smoking and the grilling and just the intensity of the whole college football culture is so great. I'm
forgetting about the best part. Other than the food, obviously, the outfits. The red pants with the little bulldogs all over them.
Yes.
Like all the outfits that people go, I mean.
I saw some amazing Argyle pants at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend. We went to the FSU-Alabama game, and I mean, just top to bottom, everybody decked out.
404-263-0941. Maybe we open it up a little bit. Rather than just let women call out their guys, it could just be a brag about your college football situation. Because they're like,
brag about your intensity.
Yeah, because she might be like, hey, if it wasn't illegal, I'd be painting that tiger paw on my chest too. I just can't legally do it. 404-263-0941. Let's not leave Meredith standing out there alone, worried that her boyfriend is special.
You're not alone, girl.
Yeah, tell her
why
your group is special too. 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Southerners can understand it when a grown man is painted head to toe in his favorite college football team colors with some letter on his chest. But we just heard from our listener, Meredith, who wants to know, does she need to break up with her boyfriend because of college football? Or is this totally normal? We're trying to give her some comfort in numbers here. So we'd love to hear from you. 404-263-0941. Brag about your extreme college football fandom.
Meredith, who was just out with us, just moved here from, I'm assuming, the north. And she said, look, he was up at 7 a.m. painting the Clemson paw, tiger paw, on his chest to go to a house party.
You got to ice down the beer in time.
And then he had 20 friends there, and they painted, like, the word Clemson on there, and it's a house party. And she's like, what level is this? Am I okay, or do I need to be afraid? Brittany, what's going on?
This is a doghouse like no other. Our whole house is nothing but, well, we got a lot of stuff in storage, but nothing but Georgia stuff. Georgia flags outside with maybe one American flag during college season. And when we lived in apartments, we actually had to leave the door open during the football game so people weren't thinking that we were having a domestic dispute as we were screaming at the TV. So we had people actually walking by our door checking on us. And we're like, it's football season, just keep walking, we're good.
Sorry, it's so, fine. Everything's fine here.
Like, we're good, I promise. We're yelling at Alabama, I promise you. So, yeah, that's us.
Are you one of those people that buy Bulldog red cars or black cars? Just so I'm always fascinated by the where you see
put it this way. My Alabama grandmother, born and raised Alabama, went because my husband is such a big dogs fan. I pointed out some barbecue sauce that had a Georgia logo on it, and she bought it just for him because he's a Georgia fan. He has toothbrushes, light switch covers,
I love it.
Potato chip bags. If it's Georgia, he buys it and never opens it.
It's like his lucky barbecue sauce, right? Like, has to have on the chicken nuggets right before the game.
Only eat four nuggets before the game starts. And then and then you got to finish the whole tray of them by the end of the first half, because if you don't, Ashley in Dawsonville.
Hey, so I have a girlfriend who a few years ago, when she was planning her wedding, she wanted a fall wedding. And her husband-to-be made her sit down beforehand and look over the entire Georgia schedule for the season and plan a day when it was a game that he didn't particularly care about.
Smart.
So she did have to plan her wedding around Georgia football.
That's a smart groom, I'm telling you.
That's not uncommon. And when we planned our wedding last year, so it was like 2 years ago that we were planning it, we got such a lucky break because we just picked the day. And we're like, October 22nd, and that was the day. Well, it turned out to be Georgia's bye week. So there were so many people, including listeners of this show, who, when I told them that, messaged me and were mad because they were waiting for the schedule to come out to jockey for the Georgia bye week.
For the bye week, but you had already booked it just randomly.
That's
so lucky.
Just randomly. You're hardcore and your husband are hardcore. Do you have any superstitions? Do you have any passion. Do you paint your face this weekend?
I will tell you, this weekend, I have these temporary tattoos that are Florida State Seminoles, like our Chief Osceola, in little circles that go on your cheeks, and I tore my house up looking for that. I never did find it, so I didn't wear it to the game, but I would have, could I have found it, and I spent probably 45 minutes looking all around my house for them. And then, but I think we might have lost them in the move. But and then my husband always orders Big Ten Network, like this time of year,
to watch Northwestern,
to make sure that we can watch Northwestern. Yeah,
I have a question about the hardcoreness. Who's your the Noles' biggest rival, or the Gators, right?
Yeah, that's the good old fashioned hate. That's the in state rivalry. I would say within the ACC, it's Clemson now.
Okay.
And then just to kick off the season against Alabama was intense.
So if your daughters...
We didn't do so well. They kicked our butt.
If your
congratulations, Alabama.
If your daughters really wanted to be Gators...
No. Mm-mm.
Just not an option?
No, I won't pay the application fee. They're going to have to pay for it themselves.
They got to start getting a part-time.
And that's out-of-state tuition now that we live here. Nope.
All right, one more call. Sam in Snowville.
Hey, we were at my cousin's wedding a few years ago, and she planned her wedding around the football season or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And Georgia and Alabama were in the playoffs together, and right as they were doing their vows, the minister stopped and said, okay, Georgia just got a touchdown. Let's get this done.
That's awesome.
I'm a Georgia Tech fan, so I rolled my eyes at that. But my daughter was 15 going, oh, my God, we got a touchdown. And I'm like, no. Shut up. We're in a wedding. Just stop.
Incredible.
Thank you, Sam.
The minister's given score updates during the ceremony.
Perfect.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.